A study finds that news media may influence racial bias. To talk about that, the author of that particular study out of the University of Houston, Temple Northrop, with us this morning. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Viewers who watched more local television news demonstrated more unconscious negative attitudes toward African Americans. What's behind that?
What started the study was there's been a lot of research done that generally suggests that African Americans are overrepresented as criminals on the news. So there's already a focus of crime in local television news, but of that crime, African Americans seem to be overrepresented compared to their actual crime rates. And so I began to think, well, if this is going on, if we're seeing a lot of these sort of negative stereotypes within the news media, what are the lasting impacts of that over time? And so that's where the study really came from. And I used this new or relatively new psychological tool called the implicit association test, which gets at these sort of unconscious and hidden biases. Because often if you ask somebody, you know, are you biased against anyone or anything, they're going to say no.
Well, let's get into, you said, the implicit association test. Exactly how does that work?
First, anyone can Google it, and they're actually online. You can take them in a variety of different topics. But it's a word association test. And so you'll actually have images of either African Americans and Caucasians sort of flashed on the screen with words that you have to sort. So sometimes the good words will be sorted with the African American, sometimes good will be sorted with Caucasian, and same with bad. And what you find is generally people who are biased, it takes them longer to pair when good is supposed to be with African American than good with Caucasian. And so that gets at a sort of hidden connections in the mind where negativity is generally associated with African Americans, positivity generally associated with being Caucasian.
Have you ever taken that particular test?
I have. I've taken it enough times. If you take it enough, you can actually get just really good at it. Mm-hmm. It's like any sort of test. But, you know, when I took it, I pretty much fell in line with most people in this country, which has showed at least a modest negative bias.
And then finally, what are your hopes from the study? What do you hope would be the results?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. One, and most importantly, is just an awareness of how the news and then just television and the media more generally often continues to rely on stereotypes, and those stereotypes can actually impact us in these ways we may not be aware of. And just that awareness can often offset the effect. So if we see local news and here we've got another crime story, we can just sort of be aware of, oh, this is just the standard script that the news media uses, and it may not be accurate. And then hopefully the news media can be aware of, oh, you know what, this formula that we use actually impacts people and can actually, you know, negatively impact society. And so maybe we should just be aware of how we're framing issues.
Temple Northrop is with the University of Houston. His study finds news media influencing racial bias. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.